This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Every week now we're catching up with Hope 103.2 News Director Anita Savage to discuss an issue in the news that just needs a bit more explaining. Today we're looking at the bill to decriminalise abortion. MP Alex Greenwich introduced the bill a few weeks ago and it was passed by the lower house 59 votes to 31. However, the Premier, Gladys Berejiklian, has now delayed the vote in the upper house in response to a group of MPs who felt that the whole process was just too rushed. So what does this bill actually change? Anita Savage is here to explain what the Reproductive Health Care Reform Bill is all about. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning, Katrina.
So this bill is to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales. Now, obviously, people are already having terminations in New South Wales every day. So what is the current law in New South Wales regarding abortion?
It's a convoluted one. Abortion is legal in all states and territories of Australia under certain circumstances and when it's done by a registered doctor. But every state and territory has a different law. So in New South Wales, unlawful abortion has been a criminal offence since 1900 under the Crimes Act. It's punishable by up to 10 years in prison. But that doesn't mean that women don't have access to abortions, as you said. Doctors are allowed to conduct abortions if they believe the pregnancy is a risk to a woman's physical or mental health. The doctor also can take into account a woman's social or financial situation when making that decision. So anything outside of that is a criminal act.
Okay, so what does the new bill change then?
So basically, the bill takes abortion out of the criminal code and regulates it as a medical procedure with extra safeguards for abortions after 22 weeks gestation. It explicitly states that a woman who has an abortion is not committing a criminal offence. It allows abortions on request up to 22 weeks performed by a registered doctor. Women more than 22 weeks pregnant need the consent of two doctors, one being a specialist in a public hospital, and there are emergency provisions which allow a doctor to perform an abortion beyond 22 weeks without consulting a second doctor to save the life of a woman or another fetus. Now, one of the concerns raised has been for doctors who don't agree with terminations, and so this bill deals with that by stating that doctors who have a conscientious objection must disclose this to their patient and refer her to another doctor who has no objection. There is still a criminal penalty, but it's more for doing the abortion, so any unqualified person who performs or assists in an abortion could face criminal charges, and that would carry a maximum penalty of 7 years imprisonment.
But that would be the person who carried it out rather than the woman who had it.
So changing the onus.
If she was duped. And people, I know, are very concerned about the 22 weeks, but I understand that that is a marker point, is because people will often have a scan at that sort of 18, 19 weeks, and at that point sometimes some really dreadful abnormalities, non-survivable abnormalities, for example, can be discovered. And so that's why, you know, it takes time for them to make a decision. So what are the main concerns with these changes? I guess I'm thinking particularly of Christian leaders and churches who might be speaking out on this.
Absolutely. And church leaders have acknowledged the sacredness of life must be respected. Both the Anglican Archbishop of Sydney, Glenn Davies, and the Catholic Archbishop of Sydney, Anthony Fisher, have expressed concern that the bill would allow abortion right up until birth. Glenn Davies has also warned the bill would, as he puts it, open the floodgates to abortion on demand. So they are against the bill. On the other hand, the Uniting Church has been the first mainstream denomination to support the proposed new laws. The head of the Uniting Church in New South Wales, Simon Hansford, has written to state MPs telling them abortion is a health and social issue and should not be a criminal issue. One of the things that has been raised during all this debate is the possibility of gender selection. So the issue of sex selection was raised during the debate in the lower house by the Conservative Liberal MP Tanya Davies. The contention is that women abort female fetuses because they'd rather a boy. Now, that's in some cultures. The amendment dealing with sex selection was rejected because opponents said it was unnecessary and unworkable. Instead, basically, they're kicking the can down the road. So an amendment was passed requiring New South Wales Health to conduct a review into whether there was any evidence of the practice actually taking place here in Australia.
It's a horrible thought that that could happen. I don't know how you police it, though.
It is very hard to police because, as doctors say, they're not mind readers. Now, you were talking about that 22-week mark. That's right. So abortions after 22 weeks medical records show are extremely rare, and medical experts say it usually occurs as a result of a severe fetal abnormality. And we've also got to take into account that technology actually now allows us to determine the gender of a child at only 9 weeks. So that mark is so much earlier. And very rarely, if ever, is someone going to disclose that they actually want to have a termination purely based on gender.
No, well, it's a horrible thought, but I just don't know how you can actually police that. So
very, very difficult.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, there's some of the, I guess, concerns, some of the changes. I guess if people want to find out more expressive you, there are lots of places they can go. However, I have heard some experts, for example, Dr. Megan Best, saying, you know, MPs are inundated. They don't need to hear from you. They just need time to think this through. So what's the next step in this process, Anita?
So as you said, the bill has already passed the lower house, 59 votes to 31, and supporters believe it does have the numbers to pass the upper house. It was debated in the upper house last week. The Premier has put the brakes on a little bit after it became a bit of a headache for her with people claiming she'd rushed it too much. It is very complicated. So the final vote has now been delayed, and it will be debated in the sitting week beginning September the 17th.
Okay. Well, that's one for your prayers. Thank you so much for explaining it all, Anita. That's Hope News Director Anita Savage, who's been talking about the bill to decriminalise abortion in New South Wales. There are some very helpful articles on our website too, hope1032.com.au.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.